All right, Rich, what's up?
Are we back? Are we live?
Come on, director of social media.
Oh, come on.
You're also director of music.
You don't got to give out my title like that.
The Wait, fuck? Are we on? Did that happen?
No, we, yeah, we're definitely
we
on.
We live.
Oh, shit.
Hi, we back.
We here now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Combo with the Kanji bastards.
What's going on?
Yo, how does it feel to get a promotion mid pre-production?
How does it feel?
I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked.
You got the promotion. So.
It feels great. You know, I just feel like I finally have a purpose. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, I mean, you're always music, man.
So I am just like
you Rich, aka Ox.
Oh, damn. AKA Big Ox.
Big Ox. From four reasons.
From American Pie. Wasn't that the homeboy name? Was Ox?
No, it's Oz.
It was Oz?
Yeah, the one who played what was that sport with the
Is it
lacrosse.
He's like, do you believe in magic?
In a young You've been waiting heart. To bring that mic up.
He did that extra run at the end.
He got the girl though.
Because he tried to get, what was her name? Mira Sorvino?
I don't know, but she was probably the baddest one.
Ain't nobody trying to beat Mira Sorvino. Oh,
No. The Kevin baddest Spacey one was. Oh, yeah. Cool. American Beauty.
That was American Booty. She was butt-ass naked. Kevin's basically nasty. He didn't even want her.
Nah, Nadia was
We
the
didn't
baddest.
Know that, though. That wasn't known yet.
Yo, Nadia was like...
We gonna come back to that, by the way. We ain't just gonna skip over Kevin Spacey.
I think we skipped over Kevin Spacey for a minute.
No, we coming back. We need to circle around.
All right, circle jerk or circle around?
Circle. Either or.
We don't come back
Kevin
to
Spacey would
want,
appreciate
man.
The circle jerk.
This is a place of options. You can do whatever you want, bro.
I just
want
to point out one thing that no one ever discussed when American Pie came out was how the fuck Jim was able to like run from his house to, what was it, Stifler's house? Mm-hmm. To Stifler's house and then back like within the time frame that Nadia was like getting naked on his bed. And he was just fucking sprinting back and forth, like
Stifler
watching the video.
Probably lived around the corner.
No, nah, fuck that.
They're in the same school district. They probably lived near each other.
Also, yeah. Oh,
and Jim ran track.
And who the fuck just goes in somebody else's room and gets naked?
I mean, he had to change. It's never happened to you?
Yeah, but then she like laid on the bed and she
never happened
she
to you.
Had to play with
it's
herself
all the time in high school.
I've never like was like, yo, Mike, you mind if I change into my work clothes? And then like I go to this room and jack off.
I literally changed out of my work clothes on Crenshaw Boulevard outside of my car.
But did you jack off there?
I like your dirty magazines.
No, I did not.
Yeah.
Not today.
Was it Gary? Say it again.
I like your dirty magazines.
Yo, did anybody ever have like porn mags?
I can't say I had mags.
I didn't have mags, but I had the things that you had.
Straight A's,
which
too.
Was just a print
clippings?
Just
straight A's.
The printouts.
Yo, I stole, I'm embarrassed to say it, but I stole a porno.
You stole a porno?
I stole a mag.
A mag? Okay, I'm going to say, yeah.
From somebody or somewhere?
From somebody.
Or somebody?
From the Playboy liquor store on Yucca.
No, that's where you buy winning lottery tickets. Thank you very much. They got a bunch of winners from there. No, my cousin, he doesn't watch. What the fuck? Like, like he's going
to
see
Shout out to your cousin, you know what I'm saying? We got great lighting, holla.
So, he had, like, in his room, under the bed, there was, like, a box where he had kept all his shit. Yeah. And I remember I was in there, like, playing PlayStation or something, and I went through the box. And then he had, like, one Playboy just sitting on top. Okay. And I was like, oh, shit. And it was, like, the college girl edition. So they're hell like yeah, they're like yeah. all like with their titties out, but like it said Oregon over the top.
The best one.
Yeah, so I
Oregon
I,
did it for you.
That was it. So I saw that and I was
and
like
then, oh. And then your Oregon felt
yeah.
pretty good.
And then my Oregon was on stiff. So I grabbed it and I remember I like put it in my pants. Like I stuffed
your Oregon?
It.
Yeah, that was my next question. How'd you steal this mag?
I put it in my like my pants, like down my leg and like kinda half up my waist.
So I limped out.
Yeah, so I just had it right there. in my pants. And then,
hey guys.
Yeah, and then when it was time to go, I was like, all right, I'll see you guys next time or whatever. It was like a family party, and I just left.
It was a family party. You were real scum one.
I was.
Walked out your grandma's birthday party. Yeah. All peg legged.
Why are you walking like that? I fell. They we were wrestling.
Punta in the background. You're like, oh, he's real good.
He's so stiff. What the got the Pitus Berry, huh?
Wait a minute.
All right.
Combos at the Condo, episode 90.
What? Yeah,
man. I am Razzie in the building, definitely in the building. With me forever are my two co-podcasters.
John Beard.
Yeah, it's Big Mike.
Big Bike.
Oh,
Mike.
Big Bike. I actually.
No, he's Broke Bike Mike.
I broke Bike Mike, man. I broke the son bitch, y'all.
Broke Bike Mountain. Yo, you had that shit for like 2 days.
2 days, bruh. Two days. Hey, changing gears isn't easy, no matter what they tell you.
But you know what? When some shit comes at you like that, you just gotta say, such is life.
Oh, I thought you were saying.
It was hot outside, Gary. Speak for yourself.
When shit comes at you, you just gotta take it in the chest?
Yeah. Repeat after me. It is what it is.
I hate that shit.
Hell motherfucking nah.
I hate saying it like that. Like, oh, boys will be boys. What the fuck does that mean?
It means what you think it means.
It means what it means.
An eye for an eye.
Well, that makes more sense.
Nah, but it's all good. I get that shit fixed. I did walk my ass back home up a fucking incline, so I still broke a sweat. It was still some cool exercise.
You know what's the
Your
worst?
Boy's still getting fit. It's all good.
Yes, yeah, great. Hey, but
yo, Trey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Well, it's Wednesday. What the fuck does that mean?
That's a patented Trey response.
Like, no, I know it.
I walked in, Gary, like, yo, what's up? I'm like, yo, I'm here.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? You are.
Oh, answer the question this without answering good. The question. Yeah. I hate that shit.
Comes around.
I hate those stupid sayings where they like mean nothing, but they answer the question kind of.
I hate teamwork makes the dream work.
Nah, that's my shit.
Saying.
Chill.
Nah, fuck that. I hate that saying.
You just never been a team player.
Yeah, for sure.
It makes everybody feel good.
It does. Yeah.
Like they're making the dream work.
No wonder I can't be the A Mike.
You need more coworkers.
Yo, you ain't shit. Yo, we're striking. Go strike.
Come on, don't strike me.
You don't even pay us.
Hey, we gotta introduce Trey though.
All right, we got Trey.
Hey, get in where you fit in. He gotta introduce himself.
And with us forever is one of our guests.
Yes. One of our guests forever, Trey.
My second time on the podcast. I'm Trey. I don't know what I'm doing here, but...
Yo, you're here to get in trouble.
We'll figure it out.
Actually, Trey...
We'll figure it out.
You have one of my favorite... Because I always edit, you know, the pictures or whatever, the title picture. Is that what it's called? The cover of the podcast? The
cover art?
Cover art, sure. Fuck. Anyways.
All nervous and flustered. Your boyfriend here.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to look good and shit. Where am I?
I see you wear your Kurt Angle shirt.
He's like, yo, I'll put chapstick on and shit.
Put your hat backwards. Dang. Just so you can see the vision. I see you.
I want him to see my face. I don't want him to see the shadow.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. Right, call Charlie over for the good light.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Charlie, man.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to Charlie, yeah.
Hey, over there. Look at him
smile. Man was telling a story over here. Can we chill?
Go ahead. Tell your story.
The cover art with your episode on it is one of my favorites because it's just you on the old couches, but then it has our names around it. You remember that cover art? No. It's like a picture of him.
Just him.
And then on the couch, and then our names.
You were like episode 22? I gotta go look back. I gotta go find that one. I gotta check that one out.
But I liked it.
That's a deep cut. But if you want, you can check our Combos of the Condo official IG.
Hey man, yeah, what is it?
It's Combos at the Condo.
Yeah, there it is.
No spaces?
At Combos at the Condo. No spaces. No spaces, no check marks, no nothing, no.
Bang.
Hey, Gary, no whose face is going to go on when you put it up on the camera?
Today?
Whose face is going to go on?
Ooh, it's going to
be right here, right? Right in the middle, right there. Combos at the Condo.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's a shout out early on the episode.
Combos at the Condo.
So we have no topics, right?
None.
Did you guys want to get into any of the debate?
Well, Freako got something on the debate. We was talking about it earlier in pre-po. What's up? Pre-pro.
All I was saying was that the debates didn't do anything but hurt us, in general. Like, I feel like they both look stupid. Trump managed to get Biden to come down to his level, stoop down to his level.
Easily.
Super easily.
Easily. Immediately.
And they just both wound up looking kind of stupid and kind of childish. And I don't think either one pulled ahead by any type of margin from the debates. So, waste of time. I'm not going to watch any of the others.
We already know at the end of the day, everybody who's voting for Biden is voting for Biden. Everybody's voting for... The debates aren't going to change anybody's mind.
Not this one.
They're just for views.
Not going to change anybody's mind.
At this point, it's just for us to, like, to see something and be entertained by it because
yeah, people are doing drinking games literally to what Trump like. They had a whole all the rules. There was an Instagram post of the rules of the
What rules? What was not it? Play yeah. that game.
You didn't see it?
Mm-mm.
It was. I will send it to you guys. It's a debate. It was a debate drinking game rule. Every time one of them says like certain words, like you know, African American or whatever the case, whatever stupid shit they've been saying, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't sound right.
No, wait. Did not. He's like, yo, he's African American or whatever stupid shit they be saying.
It didn't come out right, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you might want to piece your words together.
I'm a little schmish.
A little bit better.
No, but yeah, what do you guys feel about the?
I'm not gonna probably
wait. What? On that same shit, I played a great drinking game to Victoria's Secret model titties. Runway models.
Really?
What's that shit called when Victoria's Secret?
Victoria's Secret fashion show.
They ain't okay. That.
Every time they would blow a kiss,
yeah.
It's a shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was stuff like that for the rules.
Fucked
it was
up.
Stuff like that
what for the rules. What about anytime they had a flat ass?
I mean,
they never got cakes in those.
I played the drinking game where every time they turn around and walk the other way, shot.
Oh shit.
So every time?
I was down in like 5 minutes. It was over.
He's like, yo, how many panties do they have?
I just say
stupid shit.
One.
You start saying stupid shit every shot.
Yeah, like,
the more the shots, the more the comments become more.
Another boy shorts.
I
love boy shorts. Allegedly.
How do you guys feel? And it's crazy that it's only with this president that people come up with this. What do you guys feel about.
Not my president.
feel about people wanting to shut off the mic.
Oh, yeah, shut that shit off.
Definitely shut it off next time.
Give him a button.
But isn't it crazy? All the debates we've had, they've never
Trump
been.
Bro,
Biden
Chris
buttons.
Wallace says you got 2 minutes.
Yeah.
At the end of 2 minutes?
Yeah, cut that shit.
We can't hear you. You're going to shut up.
And all of next. The debates, that has never come up except for this presidency.
I'm sorry. It's crazy. Christopher Wallace? Is this a biggie line?
That's the only one we acknowledge, so yeah.
I just had to make sure. Sure. Is this a bar?
Only Christopher
Damn
we
big
acknowledge
would have been proud of him.
Is Wallace.
Nah, actually, I think they need a more assertive moderator.
Nah, bro.
I mean, he was kind of assertive. But
I mean, he was. That was some serious back talk.
Yeah,
to
it really
the president.
Was. Yeah,
like,
no.
He was like, sir, shut up.
Yeah,
like,
literally. Both
he
of
told
them?
Him?
No.
He didn't say shut
Biden
up. But
Biden
like,
did.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He really that, was like,
yeah,
please stop.
For
like,
sure. The tone was there.
But do you feel like that kind of made it look like he was mm-hmm. picking favorites and kind of mm-hmm. playing favorites?
There's a lot.
I think he did the same thing to Biden, too. Not as much because Biden wasn't as out of pocket. But I think he just wanted, he was trying to keep it where it was supposed
himself.
To be.
Yeah, for sure.
And they didn't want to keep
both
it
sides.
Where it was supposed to be.
But of course, there was articles that, oh, he was biased or whatever. But it's like,
I mean, at the end of the day, he should be biased.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
For sure. For what's happening to our country.
I don't feel like scared to say this, but fuck Trump.
Yeah,
like,
no, this is a very fuck Trump podcast.
Should be biased.
SDP. FDT.
Yo, you suck at spelling, bro.
I do. Dyslexic.
Or acronyms.
Or acronyms. Like, you suck at everything. Yo, I just want the person who's going to be able to get under Trump's skin to be the guy. Like, it might have been Bernie. Like, I think Bernie could have, like,
possibly
yelled his way under Trump's skin.
I think Biden. You know, my favorite part, and probably the only part I saw, because I only saw 15 minutes, the rest made my head hurt, was when, like, for the camera.
That looks like a big-ass pain.
Nah,
shit must have hurt for weeks.
No, I don't get a headache.
You want some Midol?
You got some? Yeah. No, it was when they asked Trump a question. Well, actually, it was almost every question, because Biden would answer in a trash way, and then when the moderator would ask Trump a question that you know Trump was going to answer stupidly. Biden was ready. He put his posture towards that. Like, what's up? Like, what's up with it? Like, answer the question. Because you got to make up for all the stupidity that came out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. So you got to look like, you know, you're the aggressor with the moderator. But either way, like, Trump always came up with a stupid answer. And you realize that Biden didn't stop him.
Yeah, you think Biden should have swung on Trump when he talked about his son?
Yo, I saw that.
Oh, I think his I did see
son.
That.
His dead son.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Nah,
they commended him for that. And yeah, you know, if it was any other candidate
that you gotta give me the hands.
More competent, of course, they would have commended them for not responding to Trump for what he said. But Biden wanted that head.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
Excuse me? Yo, you're not gonna insult my son and then give me top. Like, that's not gonna happen.
I mean,
I am offended, I mean, sir. This boner is not related to that.
If you insult my son, you might have to give me top.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, yeah, no, no,
right. I mean, like,
if I'm getting hit, it will be from the president.
Slow.
Yo, I feel like cannabis when he said, I eat your whole ass back in the day. He didn't know what he meant.
Yo, hip hop says some wild shit.
Yeah, he did.
All right, now it was Mike Tyson, I'm gonna fuck you till you love me.
Yeah. I'm gonna fuck you till you, to make you love me. Or some
I'll
shit.
Go down in history, like.
I'll go down on Mike Tyson.
That too, right?
I mean, he'll make me.
He'd be like, slow.
No, but Biden really
wants to. No, you're squeezing too hard. Slow.
I told somebody that every time Biden laughed was every time he wanted to, like, sock him, like, right in the face.
Make sure when you suck, you don't choke.
Sorry, go ahead.
Have you guys seen the
Mike Tyson
and Joe Rogan when, like, there's a clip where Mike Tyson was saying, like, you know, I was fighting and training, that shit made my dick hard. And
oh no!
And Joe Rogan was laughing. He's like, "I'm serious. It's not funny."
Wait, why nigga be training in his underwear?
No, last time I saw him, he was hitting like the pads.
Yeah.
And he was just in like the baby blues.
Yeah.
I was like, no, bro. For sure.
No, he was like, but like,
first of all, you got yams.
We all find that shit funny, but Mike was looking at Joe like, "Why are you laughing? It's not funny. It's true. We know it's true. It's still very much funny."
Mm-hmm. And you know what? In some kind of weird way, that makes him a little bit scarier. Like,
no, big way.
Like, for I don't sure. give a fuck.
Pause.
For sure.
I will fuck you up in the Fruit of the Looms.
Big way, Gary?
Big way, Gary. Wait, whatever happened to the Mike Tyson, Roy Jones fight? Did that happen? Did
November,
I miss that?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, there you go.
November, yeah. They pushed it back.
Why is Roy Jones doing this?
I feel like there was an interview somewhere.
Does he need
like,
money that bad?
Up. It's a death wish, bro. I've seen.
He's gonna get smashed.
I've been watching him train, Mike Tyson train.
In various. And we've been. Double Entendre. That's the name of this episode.
Double Entendre. I'm with that.
I'll tell you what the name is. All right?
All right, go ahead.
I'll tell you when I think of it.
Okay. I thought he had it.
I am a curator.
I am the director of. Never mind. But I haven't seen Roy Jones training.
I have not.
I'm not sure if he looks as ferocious as Mike Tyson, but at what, he's 51?
He's old.
He's like, to be in your 50s and punching like that, I would not take a punch from Mike Tyson right now.
Especially when you got a boner.
Right now. No. Yeah, no. Especially when he got a boner. That's like extra power. Actually, I might.
During the fight?
That's less blood flow.
I might have to get a boner to, like, just withstand. Like, blood leave my face, go somewhere else.
You don't want to be here for this. Do you think you could take a punch from Mike Tyson?
No. In the sternum? Oh, what the fuck?
One in the sternum, not in the face.
In my sternum?
No, that's going to hurt more.
Do you think? All right, in the stomach.
Not get my sternum. They ain't punching my stomach. Not gonna win out of me.
So okay. How much money?
$200.
$500K.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
My sternum? $500K?
Sternum? $500,000?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sternum?
That's here, though. That's breaking.
You're not taking
it. I've had a bruised sternum before. It hurts. $500,000?
Yeah, you're right.
Yo, but
I'll be hurt.
But how does a broke sternum feel?
I'll be fine.
I'll be hurt.
I'll at least have.
I'm gonna have to.
Flex. But did you die? Though?
Did you die though?
Good point.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to do chest day for like a month straight first.
You'll never have to do chest day again. You're not gonna have a
swole.
Chest.
Oh, you're gonna be swole, all right.
You're gonna be like, remember, like you're gonna be like Chris Dogger. You just have a little hole.
Oh yeah, shout out to Chris, man.
Shout out to Chris
on the show.
He had a little hole in his chest. That's gonna be you permanently.
Dog who?
Yo, Chris, if you got hit by Mike Tyson, comment down below. That shit. I'm not trying to get like a fucking little pond in my chest.
A pond.
He did. It was like you could probably like pour a little bit of juice right there.
Yo, that's kicking. That's like Don't Be a Menace.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Once you put the Kool-Aid in his belly button, uh-uh.
Yo.
That's the baby's lunch.
That's because he was playing with the hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. Who keeps fucking loose hot dogs in the fridge like that? That's some ratchet shit.
She burned them with the cheese too.
This shit not even in a Ziploc. The government cheese.
Yeah.
The government.
To be fair, government cheese is probably wax anyway. Yeah. It's probably really wax.
Have you I'm going to say something. We're not going to talk about it afterward. I'm going to say I've never seen Don't Be a Menace.
What the No, we're talking about this.
We're going to move on.
No, we are not.
We're going to move on.
Hey,
just to contain myself, we should move on.
African delegation. I would like you guys to comment down below on Trey not ever watching Don't Be a Menace, and I want you to disown the fuck out of him.
I mean, I've seen Menace.
Nah, we're trading. I said we were trading. They're trading you for Mike. Mike's way blacker than you.
Menace to society is
Mike at least believed he was black till he was 10, so yo, he's way blacker
than you. True story. Probably the better movie. Nah. Yeah, you
believe that? Nah. I just watched Menace to Society the other day. I was like, man, this is fire. Not better than that movie though.
Yeah. I know, break yourself, fool.
God damn it. Stop.
Do you know Hurry Up and Buy?
Well, that's from Menace.
I know you know.
But that's
what you say about my mama.
That's also from Menace.
How about do we have a problem?
I know all that. I've been alive.
Okay,
I've
so never watched the you're movie. You're fine, but you're fine.
Yeah.
YouTube will always catch you up on anything you're missing.
Alright.
I feel like Trey has to go through Black Boot Camp. I'm sick of his shit, yo. Like, you feel that way, Trey?
No,
I don't feel
we're
that
not
way.
Gonna do this with Trey.
No, we're doing
that's my
this.
Best friend. I'm gonna protect
I don't think
him.
Like, you have
for the record.
Right. For the record, bro.
For the record.
Yeah, please.
I'm black as shit.
Black as shit.
Yeah,
I'm black as shit.
Black AF.
You have
you have no say.
I didn't watch goofy movies, but I'm black as shit.
Wow.
The goofy movie is a fire movie.
No,
goofy movie is fire. I didn't watch
Static X
movies.
Yo, what's the song Goofy kept singing in that movie? He was, the one about
Standout?
No.
Standout was sick, by the way. Tevin Campbell was my
what was the Apple ones? The Apple song.
I like apples.
No.
I actually just watched this movie like a couple months ago.
Which one?
Apple Pie in the Sky. That's what he was saying. He kept singing Apple Pie in the Sky.
You got high hopes.
Yeah. Gorsh!
Okay, that's Mickey and Goofy. Right.
I want to say.
No, but what was the musicians? Powerline.
Powerline. That's Tevin Campbell.
Shout out to Powerline.
It's Static X.
Killed it.
Yeah.
Static Shock. Is that what you said?
Static X. Static X was a band, though.
I know.
It was a band.
It was a metal band.
Shout out to Charlie.
You sure you're Black AF?
Black AF.
Okay.
Hashtag.
What I wanted to say was shout out to the Lakers.
Yeah.
Because they
man.
Won game one.
Yeah, they played a motherfucker too.
Of the finals today.
Killed it.
So. Oh, we just watched that. Yo, they smashed the.
We just watched that.
We just literally.
Yeah. And I didn't want to go through the whole podcast again without saying, you know, shout out to the Lakers.
Yeah, they Lakers. Won by like fucking 27 or something.
Jimmy Butler, get your team together, see what's going to happen. Yo, hero, exactly. Where
were you? Yo, they're not going to win until Jimmy Butler trims that fucking
disturbing
weird ass
mustache.
Oh, scraggly ass. His mustache looks like Trey's head.
Yo, I think if Trey grew a mustache, that's what it would look like.
I'll show you what Trey looks like with a mustache if you want after the pod.
Actually, hey,
I got. That's the evidence.
Why don't we do Movember though? We all just shave our shit and then we just grow one stash.
Yo, a handlebar?
No, just a stash.
My stash is, I can't even grow a stash.
Can I Fu Manchu?
You got a stash.
Yeah, you got a stash.
Just shave everything
that
out.
That shit wispy as fuck, but like
yeah,
it's there.
It's wispy as fuck. It's like,
I mean, if you line that shit up, it's cool.
If you line that shit up, that's what you should tell your boys.
Your mustache?
whenever you get bad hair.
Your mustache looks like the edges of a carpet.
Man, that's why I like get the bottom because it just like curls over the lips all night.
You guys don't care about testicles, we can move on.
No, we can do, like, look, man. If you want to do Movember, I'll do Movember.
I have testicles.
Wait, what does that have to do with testicles?
Oh, that's what it's for.
It's for prostate.
How much money are you raising for prostate cancer?
How much are we raising?
Well, we ain't raising shit.
We just grow a mustache in this bitch. I know what you're talking about.
Movember's I just want to see how I look with just a mustache.
It's for prostate cancer, right?
This is for your pleasure. So, it's not even for November. It's for
that's
your pleasure.
Not your balls?
Gary's like, fuck this sick, okay? My pleasure is looking at men's mustache.
It's for prostate cancer, so it has nothing to do with my balls. But I'm all for
It's not for anything if you're not donating anything to anything.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm
for
donating sure. My fucking facial hair, Trey.
To who?
To exactly.
To the garbage?
To the world.
As a ball hairless man.
Yeah, I was saying to men that shave their balls. So they can
at the end of the month, I'm going to shave it and donate it.
Yo, I'll do it if you guys do it.
Right, but we have to donate. No, but we have to donate.
Wait, but do I really have to shave my face though?
Yes.
Leave your mustache down, shave your face.
No, you gotta shave.
It's on record now. It's
you gotta
on
shave everything.
Okay,
and
but
then...
I'm gonna shave it, but I'm gonna give myself a Fu Manchu. Okay. Like I'm gonna let the shit just. I'm gonna Miyagi the fuck out of it.
You gotta see how it. You gotta see how much it grows in 30 days or whatever. So
I gotta shave it all off?
Yeah, off and then
shave everything.
Loco.
November 1st, you fresh.
You fresh.
And
you
just leave the mustache.
Yo, I got a month.
Okay.
Man, good thing I'm not trying to pick up chicks no more.
But guys, seriously.
I'm getting none.
It's $20, $10, whatever. Let's donate at least if we're doing this shit.
Okay, yeah. Right, I got 20. Right.
I'm glad.
So, wait,
you win, Trey?
Send in money to the podcast so we can donate money for Movember.
Yo, should we start a Patreon?
Yeah, we should start a Patreon.
We should all be a part of
Cash
this.
Cash App, OnlyFans,
it's a great cause.
Yo, not OnlyFans.
Should we start a Patreon, like, Cash App, or OnlyFans?
Me on
definitely Cash App.
Yo, Al.
Hey, come on, I just played.
Hey, silence. Silence. Al, would it be okay if Gary started an OnlyFans?
Negative.
What do you mean? You don't know what he's going to be doing on there. Just a bunch of mukbangs. Not fuckbangs. Is that cool? He's just going to be eating like hot Cheetos nachos and shit.
I forgot about that. That was all the rage for like 6 months.
Mukbangs?
Just the eating nasty
shit.
That
was so nasty.
Eating nasty shit.
But nobody talks about that anymore.
It's very much alive, I think.
You know what? That was probably like a weird ass kink that people had for like 2 months. Like, yo, I just want
to
see you.
Gary used to, I mean, Ricardo used to watch Wendy Eats.
I did not. Yeah. Why is this a thing?
Yeah, no, I used to watch it too.
Yo, shout out to Wendy Eats. Ah. I'm hungry ass.
I'm hungry ass. Yo, leave her be.
She ate anything that had hot Cheetos on it.
Bro.
And then if it didn't have hot Cheetos, she put hot Cheetos on that shit. She's like, oh, what's this, caramel frappuccino?
Dog.
Y'all not anymore.
She made that cheddar.
She made that spicy frappuccino.
Everywhere I look, Wendy Eats was on. And people was watching that shit.
Wendy was eating.
Everywhere I go, I see the same old Wendy, yo.
Okay, this is the problem. This is the problem with mukbangs, though.
Thank you. Nobody appreciates me.
Is the people that do mukbangs, they don't know how to eat. They just shove the food in their mouth and they're just, like, smacking and shit. Like,
but I think that's what weird people like. Don't mean to offend.
No,
but that's what
don't. Nobody's yucking anybody's yuck.
I'm offending those fucking weirdos that get off to people eating. That's nasty.
There's some satisfying shit on. Like, I sent fucking Trey like somebody make like woodworking. It was some satisfying shit. I would never do it, but it's like,
yo, you jerk off the
wood. Did you draw wood?
Nobody.
Yo, that's some different kind of woodworking.
Look, what I do on my free time.
You be
is
working the wood to woodworking,
but my own. I'm revealing only very little.
Yo, Mike's like he's almost done with the table. Nice.
What's funny is that he was like, tight.
I mean, it was because I'm into that shit too. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yo, we were drawing with on.
Yo, y'all some freaks. Man.
Oh, you ain't up?
Nah, definitely
so
not.
So you want to get into this,
yeah,
Gary?
Yeah, like, so we don't have too many more topics, right? We didn't have anything else to talk about. So we're going to play this game.
Yeah.
This game is called Buzzed. So, Mike, you're going to read the card for us and pass it around. Or I really don't know how to play this game, but we gonna find out.
I think it's
simple. Hey, before you do that, how do you feel about paying more taxes than Trump?
Oh yeah, 750.
Yeah, I wish I paid that.
Did anybody? I mean, I didn't see anything.
To be fair, I paid less taxes than Trump last year.
IRS. His name is Trey.
Young.
I almost gave him.
Chill.
Yeah,
nobody said government.
I almost gave the full government.
Wait, that was such a real last name. I was just going off the Atlanta player.
Trey Young.
Let's just keep it.
Oh, he doesn't know my name.
No, okay. For sure. You're good.
Way to burn yourself, dick.
Exactly.
Is Young your middle name?
We'll talk about it later.
Chill, Snitch 9.
He said Snitch 9.
Jesus Christ.
I think the object is it'll tell you what to do on each card.
Jiminy criminy.
So
yo,
should
I,
be good.
Should I be should I be erect for this game?
No, you're good. What'd you say?
Should I be erect for this game?
You should, for sure. Like and for Tyson. Any reason whatsoever.
Well, then I'm ready.
I'm Mike Tyson. All
right, let's go first card.
Get
the gist of this game. It says, take a drink. If you've ever been to Coachella, and then shut the fuck up about it for the rest of the night.
Never been to Coachella. I'm too poor.
We're all brokies.
Pull up the Coachella.
Let's hope we're not brokies for this whole
game. Yo, comment down below if you'd sign up to Gary's OnlyFans.
The game is called Buzzed, and we probably won't be buzzed if we're all brokies, but we'll see. All right, here we go. Next card.
That is the best line of that Beyonce song, though. She remade, what the fuck is Mason, you know what I'm talking about?
Mason Margiela?
Mason Margiela!
Around with Coachella, I thought that's where he was going.
What's the name of that song?
Fireplace.
Before I Let Go.
By the Fireplace is a fireplace.
Before I Let
she
Go.
Made, she did remake it.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Pull up to Coachella is like probably the only shit that's different in the song, but it's just fire line. That's it.
Okay, just proceed.
Nobody's drinking. Fucking.
All right, here we go.
I'm just saying.
Okay, I'm giving people a drink here. Here we go. Take a drink. Sorry, hold up, because you will. Take a drink if you've ever seen every Harry Potter movie. No muggles allowed this round.
Sorry. That's me. Never seen one.
Nobody. Yeah, what do you do if you've never seen one?
Are you nobody? Fucking dork to
nah, come, hey, no, come on. No, no, no.
Take a drink. You're telling me? Spilliamas.
Expelliarmus. No, y'all fucking muggles over here.
Muggles. The fuck is a muggle?
Yeah, I don't know.
If you don't know, you'll never know.
Okay.
Probably okay I like with that.
Shout out to Chris only Wallace.
Chris exactly.
Mike's going to stay a virgin.
You wanna talk outside?
For, no, I'm good. I'm good. My right, bad. So my bad. Hey,
don't put nah. All right, here we go. Drink if you've never watched Game of Thrones.
Am like, I ever gonna get to drink?
I know.
Like consistently.
We'll get there. We'll get
you don't
there.
Fuck no, Game no, of Thrones. I'm in.
You've watched it though.
No, expound on why you hate it.
I've seen like episode like maybe a little bit of. Couple episodes, but not the full thing.
All right. I was with you until, what is this, September?
Mm-hmm. And you watched the whole thing?
December of 19.
You binged?
I binged. That shit is everything everybody ever told you about.
No, only I have seen pieces, right?
It's amazing.
Like,
thank you.
I love seeing old girl with the really bad blonde, like, wig.
Hey,
Charlie. I love...
Can you hit the...
Hey, you're not supposed to say it on camera. I love seeing her when she came out butt-ass naked and then like...
This is all going to get edited out, by the way.
Nah, it's not. And then like the church or whatever she was in was on fire and she just comes out that bitch butt-ass naked. Yeah. Like, I'm the fucking queen of the dragons. Look at my pussy. Like, I love that shit.
There you go. Just hit record.
That's exactly what you said when you came out of the...
No, watch it, though. You'll like it.
For does sure. She get naked more than once?
It's not about that, but yes.
Thanks, Charles. I also like the fact that Peter Dinklage got so much pussy, cause that's like kind of like.
And he was hanging.
Yeah, and he had like big old dong. Yo, Peter Dinklage, he was a walking tripod if you really think about it. Like,
according to the show. What you got? I'm looking at your face, but I can't transcribe.
He was
it.
Smart, but he was also smart.
Wait, nah. I wanted his explanation, but I also want yours.
I just want to go to the next card. Talking about
yeah, Peter Dinklage. You never want to see a midget dick.
Peter Dinklage.
Dinklage?
More like Peter Dinklage.
Drink if you have multiple alarms sit on your phone that are only minutes apart.
Oh, motherfucker. Easy.
How else do you wake up?
Exactly.
Wait, you're not drinking?
No, you I only have one.
What time? I mean, my real alarm is
you know
is
why?
Because
it's a snooze button, y'all.
Bean wakes up 5:30 on the dot every morning. He has not missed a fucking day for like 2 weeks. Damn. Every 5:30.
Ever since you neutered him.
Ever since you neutered him.
Oh, shout out to
shame
Bean.
Him.
Shout out to Bean, aka Don Frijol. He got his stitches removed.
Yeah.
No more cone of shame. Lick his balls as free as he wants.
What balls?
Well, yeah, he doesn't have balls. Lick his sack.
Lick this. They licked the green. Yeah. They licked the stitch.
You know what annoys me is that like they neuter him. They took out his balls, but like they left the empty bag there. Like, kind of customer service. Take the bag too.
Take the bag too.
So it's just like a foreskin.
Yeah, it's just like a bag. Fucking
like empty. A foreskin.
Like I feel like I could store like change in it. Oh, so maybe just, I should store change in it. They just walk around jingling.
Wait, he's just hauling a fucking little piece of skin.
I didn't
skin.
Know this.
It looks like either. It looks like an empty
it
balloon.
Does.
Looks and like that he's hauling around that?
Yeah.
That's sad.
I mean,
he's hauling that around.
That's he's really 10 sad. Pounds. He's not really hauling anything. Like, tiny ass dog. Shout out to Bean, though. He's a real killer.
Can we go back for a second? Señor Frijol is what you said?
Oh, so everybody in the neighborhood, since, you know, I walk him all the time,
yeah.
They know who he is. He's a star. Mm-hmm. Cutest dog you ever met in your life. Plus, that's my boy, so they don't mess with him. Anyways, so this guy came up to me a couple days ago, and he was like, oh, is this your dog? I was like, well, Avi, I got the fucking leash. No, I stole this motherfucker. I just let him pee sometimes. So I was like, yeah. He's like, what's his name? And I was like, oh, his name is Bean. And he didn't speak English that well. He's like, Bean, Bean. And I was like, oh, like frijol. Bean in Spanish. And so he goes, oh, como frijoles. And I was like, yeah, like that. So... He was like, okay, cool. So then I saw him today, and he comes up to the dog. He was with his kid, and he goes, oh, Mr. Bean, el Don Frijol. So I'm like, oh, that's kind of fire.
Yeah,
I like that. Fire as fuck. I don't know if it fits on his dog tag, but
definitely going to be called
I'm
going to
get
Frijol.
That shit in, like, Comic Sans.
No disrespect to Kobe Bean, though.
No, no disrespect.
All right, here we go. Let's see if we can all do this. Do your best celebrity impression.
Slow.
The first person to correctly guess your identity chooses someone else to drink. Oh,
I'll go first.
To be,
Hi, I'm Ron Funches.
Wait, you said the name. You said the name. It's Ron Funches. You drink.
Fuck! You're such an idiot, bro.
It's just too easy.
I did it on purpose.
I don't think we even gotta go straight.
No, you do.
Quick question. Who's Ron Funches?
He's this comedian. He's got a podcast.
He,
got a
he has a lisp. And he also sounds like the ladies' man, but like fatter. He's like a chunky ladies' man. He's like me like and a lady. That's crazy.
Like ladies' man with a sinus infection.
Yeah. I like how if you did your ladies' man impression, like you would have said,
"Hi, I'm Leon." No, I would have said, "Hi, I'm Ron Funches." No, he's like,
"Hi, I'm Tim Meadows."
And my name is Leon Phil.
Tim Meadows. That's a Saturday Night Live.
I just like when he was like, "Can I buy you a fifth sandwich?" Oh, you don't like fifth? Oh, okay. See, we would go to my car, but my car doesn't exist. So, yo, that was the illest way to pick up a chick. Like, yo, we could take my car, but like, my yo, that shit doesn't exist. So,
yo, and Tiffany Amber Thiessen was in that movie.
Amber Thiessen.
Was it Amber Thiessen?
Is Thiessen?
I no, you have oh, it right. I just said it right. Sounds funny. My bad.
Hey, yo,
hey, you mean,
I'm a hater, bro.
So, to Kelly.
Kelly Kapowski?
Yeah.
Damn, I gotta go home and watch the ladies' man again.
Hi, I'm Tim Meadows.
You will not be drinking. At least I think so. On this
wait,
next
hold
one.
Up. Even though we're playing the game and I lost clearly.
No, you lost. I don't have an impression.
But,
keep it going.
No, no. What's your best?
Because you were going to do it. You were so ready.
I wasn't ready.
I thought you were, but then you went with a sentence.
I heard you have a killer okay. Christopher Walken.
No, but now. Yo, why? He's like.
Of all people, it's fucking hilarious because I can't ever picture her
doing like,
Christopher
Walken. How come you think I have the Christopher Walken? No.
Why do you sound like Lois?
Yo. Alfida. Oh, Mr. Powell.
Lois is having an orgasm is what
Trey,
it sounds like.
Give us your best impression or take a drink.
Fuck. I do a really good Hank Hill. Let's see if I can
you
get
do,
it.
Do I've heard this, I think.
Yo. Can we revisit the Trey not being black thing? Yo, can we go back to Trey needing a black pass again?
I'm gonna take the Trey.
Yo, you know how people like their license expires?
You really hit the ditch, bro. He was like,
yo, Trey ain't been black since like 2018.
Really he was like, ma'am, my blackness will not allow me to answer this question.
I thought Trey was gonna hit us with like some Eddie Murphy, like very funny motherfucker or something. Like Trey was like, yo, I do a great Hank Hill.
I couldn't even picture Hank Hill, so you could have done anything.
He's like, I do a really good Rusty Wallace. What the fuck is wrong with you? Anyways, read the next card.
Alright, here we go. The person who had coffee most recently. How about a drink right now?
Oh, fuck. I drink iced coffee every morning.
Yeah, that's what I was
talking about. Yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Like 3 o'clock.
Yo, I tell you, I brew my own cold brew. Let me know if you want to try
some. You and Rob will get along real well.
Super strong.
Really?
Rob makes cold brew.
What does he use?
Fuck what I know.
I got this cold brew
fuck
French
what
press.
I know.
So does Jimmy Butler.
I got a cold brew French
$20.
Press.
Oh, yeah. $20. And but fuck it. Like you said earlier, if they got the money, they could spend that shit.
Actually,
$20 for
a cup.
I just
like how every size is the
every
same.
Every size is $20.
Give me that whole garden, please. So I started doing my own cold brew. I talked about this 2 episodes ago, but I didn't tell you about it. Hey, this let Rob know if he wants to exchange cold brews.
Yeah.
I'm down. I'll bottle it for him.
Can't do that.
That's fire.
Then maybe I can stop hating them. Fuckrob.com. I'm gonna run IG site too. Yo, Trey, while we're doing this, and I know we're playing the game, but I just want to put you on the spot. So, Rob, your best manners to me.
Can you say that clearly into the mic, please?
Is Rob your best man or is it me? I'm trying to get Gary to make me his best man too, even though I don't really want it, but I just want to have the title.
It's Rob. Mine.
Son of a bitch.
It's funny how for both, it's probably Rob.
Both Robs.
For both of
hold
me.
Up.
Who invited Rob?
Who invited Rob? How did Rob beat me in both my friends' weddings?
Shout out to Rob and Rob.
Yo, I'm definitely objecting to both your weddings. Like when they say, like, does anyone know? Like, I'm standing the fuck up. I'm like, yo, me over here, teacher in the back. Speaking of teachers, yo, remember when you called your teacher mom?
I never did, though.
Yes, you did.
I never did.
Y'all don't bullshit.
That was a fucking thread joke. I never called her
That's
mom.
That's real. You never, like, were like, no. Had
Didn't everybody do that? Just on accident?
I'm sure at some point.
Oh, yeah. Oh, on accident. Yeah, okay, actually. Yeah, maybe.
I call my teacher daddy. Is that weird? Whoa. I'm just kidding.
Was it a dude?
Yo.
It was extra credit. I know. Oh, Mr. Sutton, slow.
You want this sticker?
Is it scratch or sniff? Was Chris Farley from Billy Madison. Whoa.
Here we go.
He was like, next that's card. Correct.
Next card. My bad, Trey. All right, here we go.
Took his shirt off.
I don't know if this will apply to this table, but Chris we'll see. Because I don't know this about my friends. Lefties, take a drink with your right hand. Righties, take a drink with your left hand.
I've been drinking with
That's
my
dumb
lips.
As hell.
Well, you still drinking,
My drink's on my left side.
Well, you still drinking, though.
What the fuck is wrong with this game?
Hey, it'll get you drunk.
Yo, pull from the bottom.
What bottom? All right, here we go. Oh, shit. Let's do this of me, because I want to see this.
Oh, you want
this
me to read it?
This is me reading this. No, I want to see this.
Okay.
Here we go. Which player can do the best impression of me? That person gives out a drink. I want to see this.
So should we...
So we got to do our best mics? So
yes.
Everybody does their best mic? Okay, we're going to go around the table clockwise.
Okay. Starting with Gary.
Do your best mic.
Counterclockwise?
No, clockwise. This
I don't
be
know
clockwise.
What the fuck ever...
Clockwise?
Whatever the fuck ever.
Yo, Gary, do you know how to read a clock? Yo, Gary, like, yo, it's 3-1.
Check it out. This is my best mic. Oh, I got a big bike.
Next.
So far. Can I just judge the mics?
No.
Do your best mic.
Yo, that's trash.
Yo, that's trash, bro.
All right.
Hold on.
Do my best mic.
Sweaty ass mic.
That wins.
No, fuck you. This one wins. This motherfucker straight copied me off everything I said. This fucking idiot.
Oh, man. Yo, I voted for sweaty Mike.
No. You have to. You have to choose your drinks.
Why am I so wet, bro?
Why am I so wet? Has okay, never been said on this look, podcast before.
So Gary wins because he's a
However,
fucking idiot.
It's always the truth.
Although that was pretty good. That one was. It was
so,
obvious.
So Trey wins. Give somebody
a drink.
No.
He doesn't win. This guy wins. That's hilarious.
Fuck. Yes. Give somebody a drink.
Just mad. But...
Drink, Trey. You don't want any drink. Yeah, you're the guest.
You trying to get him in his pants so bad.
Dude, it's like once Ricardo stepped this game up, then you win. All right, here we go. Next card. That was pretty fucking funny.
Let's get it.
I'm not Kevin Spacey.
Love you guys. All right.
I just going to fucking hit on us mid-podcast.
Because you guys are my friends. Here we go. Take a drink if you've ever seen The Human Centipede. Also, explain yourself.
Why? It was a good movie.
I have seen it. I've also participated.
Like, were you the middle?
Yo, who would you... Hey, no, let's go there.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go there.
What part of the centipede are you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely the head. I'm definitely more of a head centipede kind of guy.
You're the Asian
That's
guy.
That's my thing.
I'm like, yo, what are you guys doing back
I
there?
I think everybody want to be the fucking head.
I just don't want to be the middle
that
guy.
That was the Asian guy, right? The head was Asian?
I have no clue.
I don't care what spot I am on that centipede.
Wait. You don't care what spot you are?
I mean, like, not really, but like...
I mean, is there only one head?
I just don't want to be the middle guy.
Yeah.
Or the lady in the back, she died first, right? Because everybody just kept shitting.
I'd rather be the last one.
Isn't everybody who's not the head or the back the middle? It's all the same?
Yeah.
He just kept eating dog food, the Asian guy.
I just want to be the head or the end of it. Like, just either let me just dump in all of you guys or let me just... fucking bring it on.
I purely wanted to have this conversation because I knew it was going to sound stupid and funny either way we
You're
went.
Just going
to
be eating all Bean's food and shit.
I've never seen the movie.
Why is it wet?
Okay, here we go.
Oh man, I'm so hard.
Everyone build up a drum roll until I decide who I'd like to drink.
Skip that shit.
Yeah.
The
No, fuck that. You drink then. Bitch. Disrespect my car?
I'm horrible.
Chug it.
Hey. Real stupid question, but it might have some validity.
Go ahead.
Did Al Gore invent algorithms?
Yo, what kind of dumbass dad joke is that?
Yo, that's not a car for trick.
What the fuck? That's like, yo, why did Mickey go to space? To look for Pluto, idiot.
Please drink.
Drink.
Come on,
fucking
man.
Fucking drink.
That wasn't it.
Come on, that's not worse than algorithms?
No. That's how you spell it.
Well, Al Gore did invent the internet, so maybe. I don't know.
That's what I was saying.
Hmm? Holy fuck, there might be some fucking weight to what he's saying.
This is a fun question.
That's what I was fucking thinking.
Does I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the card.
Snap.
Drink, Gary. All right, here we go. Look. This is going to be interesting. Here we go.
I'm ready.
On the count of three, everyone say their favorite sex position. Whoever has the same answer, cheers and drinks.
Missionary.
Right. Dog.
One, two.
I said on the count of three.
Okay, count. Is it on three or is it on three and go?
Well, he already said missionary.
Is it on three or go?
Three.
Yeah. One, two, three. Slow.
Did we say dog?
I did.
You did? I did too.
Oh, so y'all cheers?
Yeah.
And drink?
Yeah.
Wait, hold up.
Not with each other, though.
Not with each other.
That'd be weird.
Yo, are you good in doggy?
Are you getting?
I cannot answer these questions.
Like, you ever like you start thinking about something else and you, like, fuck up your own rhythm and you try to catch it again? Like, it's like slap, 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 slap. And then, like, so you start thinking about something else and it's like slap.
You slap, try to slap, be serious when you can. Slap. Not around Ricardo.
Slap, slap. Yo, I'm trash at talking. I am ass. Like, my mind goes, like, in so many different directions. They're like, you know what? I'm just going
to... Especially when your dog is 10 pounds.
Oh, no. You know, I just suck at sex in general.
We're going to bulldoze past that one.
I just suck at sex in general. But I guess it doesn't matter at this point. Shout out to her. But, like... I'm just trash.
All right.
I can't have sex because my mind wanders a lot.
You can't sex, have period. Sex.
My mind wanders during sex. Like, I'll just be thinking about like just some random shit.
Because
like I'll be like, yo, I can't believe Biden called him a clown. while I'm like fucking at the corner of like
so you had sex town.
No.
This is. Oh, damn. I mean, clearly.
Yo, you making it hot.
I'm making it hot. You the one said that shit, not me.
Jesus Christ.
This is an Elton John line, though.
What, which you making one? It hot?
But I suck at.
I'm trash at sex.
Nah, in the Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Uh huh.
Wide-eyed wonder. That's what I'm gonna call you. Wide-eyed wonder.
My why do you know the lyrics of that song so well?
My run, run, run,
because
run,
Gary felt that love away. Tonight.
Yeah, I'm gonna feel it.
Nah. Oh. Yo, but Gary said missionary.
Word?
Gary's boring as fuck.
A word, Gary?
Missionary? Right. Oh, you want like the pound, bro?
No, actually, missionary.
Then shut up.
No, but in my joke,
you said slingshot.
Yo, you don't know what slingshot is?
I mean, what are you doing?
Nah, okay, what does a slingshot look like? No, like this, right?
I think we
okay. So yeah, they're like this, right?
Uh-huh.
Edge of the bed, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So you get the bounce back. So you just wow, like a slingshot. I'm Dennis the Menace in that shit.
God, that had a name.
This is probably the third or fourth time
the pussy,
he's talked about this on the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know how you haven't remembered this.
I don't.
It's fine.
Nah. No, he hasn't.
Yes.
It was probably like episode 60 or something. Like,
probably six.
I'm Bart Simpson.
Probably episode. That pussy. All right, here we go.
Anyways.
This is an interesting question, but whatever. Here we go.
Missionary.
Which player would be the leader of a prison gang? That person gives out a drink.
Like, oh.
Which one of us would be a leader of a prison gang?
Probably you.
Yeah,
thank you, Gary. You drink.
Fuck, I didn't even get a choice. I definitely wouldn't be the leader of the gang.
Just want to put that out there.
You'd be the gang bang.
Not my style.
Be the back of the train.
I'm the tranny.
Not funny. Just a question, but fuck it, we're playing this game. Which player would make the best motivational speaker?
Oh,
vote, rich. And then that person drinks
me.
Gives
I'm,
us a little
I'm fucking
life
hyping everybody.
Okay,
up.
but look. that person drinks and gives us a little life wisdom.
Oh damn.
So you on the spot since you say you.
Come on, director of social media concepts and all that.
And be serious about this.
Okay,
place.
Well, as director of social media for the Convos of the Convo podcast, which I just got promoted to 15 minutes ago.
What's up? Promoted you, by the way?
Yes,
who? It's like a self-promotion type of thing.
That's fine.
Gotcha. Yeah, word. It's like one of those where like the job was open, so I took it.
Yeah, our HR department sucks.
Feel me? Yeah. Yeah. I just want to tell everybody that dreams do come true. And if you work hard enough, if you work while you're hard enough, you just might bust through that barricade balls deep.
That's what the fuck I'm talking
about. And fuck the system. Yeah.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
You cleaned it up at the end. Cheers.
Yeah, that's cheers good. To that.
Because you sounded like Gary at the beginning.
I did not sound like Gary. Oh, do we all do our best Gary impression?
Yeah, do it.
Wow. Do we want to go there?
Yeah, you go first. Clockwise.
No, I don't have
it. It's clockwise. Do your best Gary impression.
We can do this.
No,
we
can't.
Oh, I got one. Mike, stop washing it. You're washing it. Why do you squeeze it so tight? You're washing.
Wait, what the fuck kind of impression? When did that happen?
Every the bathroom podcast.
Oh, shit. He's
always saying I'm washing the fucking thing when I'm trying to screw on the mic.
That's true.
That's just a relevant impression for him.
Slow.
That's your impression for Gary?
That's my impression for Gary.
Well...
You have one of
that's
your.
This proves
Gary
it.
Like once or twice a year.
Man, y'all are soulsy. Y'all are soulies.
I have an impression of my man.
I thought he was gonna give us like a Gary sex face.
Y'all are soulies, bro.
Cutie pie.
Hey, Alexa, quick question for you. Did Gary ever call a teacher mom while he was in school? That you can recall? Please say yes.
She wasn't in class with me if I ever did.
I think so as well.
Mom?
Gary, you called a teacher mom, weirdo.
What are you talking about?
Yo, like, probably,
whatever.
That was six cards ago.
Shout out to Miss Colton. I don't know.
It came up.
Miss Colton was the best teacher
ever. I'd call Miss Colton mom now.
Yeah.
Especially because my mom, she's kind of mad at me right now. So me and my mom, we're not really rocking right now.
All right.
I'm in the market for a new mom.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? Sometimes things don't work out, bro.
Can you emancipate at like 30 plus? Yo, what's up?
Saying shit don't work out with you and your mom.
Yo, I call up my mom right now.
You don't have to move on, bro.
I call up my mom like, yo, mom, it's not you, it's me. Like, I just feel like, you know, we've grown apart and we're going in different directions, and maybe it's time for us to see other people.
Señora Patricia, perdón.
Yo, shout out to my mom. She watches this podcast.
Shout out to Patty, right?
Yeah, shout out to Patty.
I know my mom's name, bro.
You just said it.
Yeah.
I just gave her a nickname.
That's her real name, bro.
Patty, Patricia. All
right, let's move on.
Let's jump on.
We're not going to get through all these cards, but let's move on.
Homies call her Patty.
Drink. If your Instagram bio includes the city or state you live in.
Oh,
by the way, nobody cares.
Yo, by the way, the Convos of the Condo Instagram page. Follow if you don't follow. It does say Los Angeles in the bio, so shout out to me.
But nobody cares.
Nobody can care again.
It's a Convos of the Condo. No spaces, no dots.
You know what? People go drink. I mean, this is what we're doing. We're here to drink. We're here to have a good time.
Yo, drink every
time. If you have more than three keys on your key ring, drink up.
I got like a fucking 1,000 keys over there, bruh.
That's on your key.
I'm going to be honest with y'all. I have one key on my key
ring. Damn, so you ain't...
You got like a push to start something?
You got like a push to start on is that you?
I got my front door key. That's it.
Yo, that's all you?
This is not an ad, but you actually get an Orbit key. They're the shit. I got four keys, so I guess I do got to drink.
You know what? I only got two. I'm staying at that's nice. I actually thought I had more than three.
You got that on Amazon?
Nice and clean, baby. Orbit key. I got
it. All right. So he's drinking. Are you
that's
drinking?
An infomercial buy?
No, I got a bunch of keys.
Yo, they got another one. Looks more fire. But I was broke, so I bought the plastic one.
I'm going to get that, though. I got a few things to buy on Amazon.
I'll send you a link.
I heard. Sorry.
Go ahead.
This is something for y'all. Like, I heard on October 13th, Amazon's going to have a fucking hell of a sale.
Is that Prime Day?
Yeah.
I got that notification. I definitely didn't pay attention to it. Has any of you participated in Prime Day?
They never got the fire, but sometimes you might. I might get like another fire stick for like $15.
Another fire stick?
No, usually they got fire sticks for like $15 on Prime Day.
But would you just get it just because it's $15?
Oh, yeah, of course. Fuck it. Yeah.
Also, as a fuck you, like Target announced their big sale is the same day as his Prime Day.
Oh, wow. And shout out to Target. They just opened up, or they're about to open up, a brand new Target, which is right around the corner from my house.
Yeah.
So I'm about to be broke as fuck.
Yeah.
Sunset and Western.
Anytime I go to Target, 200 plus.
That's crazy.
Oh, easy.
What are they calling the sale?
Bro, I go for like fucking Band-Aids and lotion, and I come out with like a fucking ceiling fan and a couch.
Oh, first, everybody has that.
Every time, man.
Nasty
like
problem.
1,000 light bulbs for no reason. Raid. I'm not roaches just because. Like,
you got to be careful. Once you start going through each aisle, you're going
to
run
into
something.
If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Did they name the sale? They just said they're going to have a sale?
Big sale.
That's terrible.
I'm not doing PR. That's a big fuck you. I don't know their sales.
That's a big fuck you, though.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Never heard of that. Let's keep it going. Toy Story or The Incredibles? Everyone votes on which one they prefer.
Count of three.
Losing team.
Toy Story.
Losing team.
Oh, Toy Story. Easy.
Toy Story.
Toy Story.
Toy Story. Toy Story. Doesn't matter. We are Toy Story.
We're all Toy Story.
Next card.
I was gonna say. What did you say, Peralta?
You were losing team.
Toy Story.
They're incredible.
I'm not drinking. Players who currently have chapstick with them. Put those moisturized lips on your drink.
Shit, I don't got it with me.
And take a smooth.
I got it with me.
That means drank, bitch.
Drank. It said put those moisturized lips on your drink.
Mine's in
moisturize
my
first.
Mm-hmm.
And take.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, no, hold on. This is important. Take a smooth sip.
It's important to stay moist, y'all.
No, I got chapstick everywhere in this house, sip, bro. I got chapstick everywhere in this house.
If I have a different
shaped
cup or something.
Not lips. He said it's important to stay moist. Fuck your lips. Just stay moist, people.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I've been moist.
I want to know this. This is stupid. I want to know this. Sleep talkers, take a drink. Sleepwalkers, take two.
I've been told I sleep talk, and that scares the fuck out of me because I'm worried I'm going to say the wrong thing. Like, you ever, like, someone told you, like, yo, you were...
Okay.
I took one because I'm a sleep talker.
We're pausing this for a bit.
Hold up. Are you walking and talking?
No. I'm sleep walking. Really?
I've sleepwalked my whole life.
He's like,
really?
Move, bitch. Get out the way.
This is interesting. I've never seen or heard of anybody.
So when I was a kid, I would, like, wake up in random rooms in the house. Just like, I don't know how I got here.
But standing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
like facing the wall and shit?
No, we just in the room.
I was a sleepwalk as a kid.
Yo, you Damien.
We all did.
We're not judging you. I just find it fascinating.
But now I only sleepwalk when I'm like super drunk. And I'll like walk to go pee somewhere that's not the bathroom.
Oh, I've peed somewhere that's not the bathroom before.
That's just good old drunk.
Yeah, but I'll be asleep. I'll get up to go pee.
Yo, it's rare that you pee somewhere that is the bathroom.
It's not the bathroom.
Yo, so the chick told me that I talk in my sleep sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So,
is that what we calling her? Yeah. I know you wanted to say a different name, but that's what you landed on.
I'm going with the chick. Just
I like yours, by the way, but we're not using that. It's so close.
Yeah, okay. I'm talking to face. Just keep it ambiguous. Right. It could be a guy. I don't know. Anyways, that's what I talk in my sleep, right? So I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, that's crazy. Like what I say. And she told me what I said. That time it was nothing. But I'm like, yo, what if I say the wrong thing? Like what if in my dream, like I'm getting it in? Like, and I just start like naming off random people that probably I've never done anything with, but in my dream it's like anything goes. Like I could be fucking anybody and I could just say anybody's name.
But
and
see, that's in your dream. Was I there? If you say it.
Yeah. No, but like what if like I am having one of those dreams, I'm like, yo, Gary, slow. And like, she's like, oh my god. You're telling Gary to go slower. How do I explain
you
that?
You decided to come.
How do I explain that?
Alright, so wait, I have one where I was I made a noise. Does that count?
Big noise?
Yeah.
Was it like the bloop? Like,
so, what? So you know one of them Game of Thrones giants?
Yeah.
He was wearing a wife beater, right? And he swung at me.
Was it like Marlon Wayans? What the fuck is he wearing a wife beater for?
What?
This motherfucker was watching Game of Thrones in the hood.
And he swung at me, right? And I had to duck.
Okay.
And I ducked. Game
of
Homies.
You ducked a big old fist.
Yeah, I did. And then, Alex told me that I went...
You sure you didn't nut?
Yo, how you
oh, I had a boner.
Yeah, for sure.
How you moan mid swing?
Because you never took a swing before? You got moan a little bit.
Gary's like, it's happening.
Finally.
You nasty. Read the next card. I'm sick of
this. All right, here we go. If you're not following Beyonce on Instagram, drink.
Fuck,
also, how dare you?
I don't think combos of the condo is. So.
She's got too many followers already.
Wait, so. You don't follow Beyonce?
Yeah, it's like she's not going to miss
me. Did you drink?
Yes.
How you drink?
I don't follow Beyonce, sorry.
You don't?
I don't.
I love Beyonce, but...
Exactly, yeah. I'm going to say, I know if you drank, I'd be disappointed.
You're Rock Nation?
Also, he's Bay Nation.
Beehive.
You a bumblebee?
Yo, are the men, do they get a better name? What are they called? Are they called bees?
Bumblebee!
Okay, here we go. Who has had the most regrettable hairstyle? That person gives a drink to the player of their choice.
Is it currently? Because Trey wins?
No. It says who has had.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's my bad, bro. Yo, you got like the Jimmy Butler light. Jimmy Jr.
You have the 1920 cut.
Yo, can Mike drink? Because, like, he had the fucking slick back that started back here. Yo, Mike.
I low-key didn't want to read this card for that very reason.
Pick who you want to drink, because you win.
You bitch, you brought it up.
Damn it.
You brought it up.
I see the Hulk Hogan under the hat.
Oh, no.
Brother. Nah, I got like the...
Speaking of which, did Riri have the Hulk Hogan on her Fenty fucking... She had a mullet, didn't she?
I don't know.
Yeah, she just posted...
She had a bandana.
Yo, I got the immigrant hair right now. I can't show it. I got the show me your papers.
I see a little fucking hair trying to fucking break out of your hat.
She curls in the back. Nah, chill. I'm the sex symbol of the podcast. I can't
do that. I used to have a blonde head.
Quick. Wait, Kyle Kuzma?
I'm not in this, just to
in
be
eighth
fair.
Eighth grade, I was.
Quick.
Is that when you called your teacher mom?
Eighth grade. Probably sixth grade.
Listen, before you drink.
Ma! Stop! Keep it together, Mike.
I am. The first player to touch my shoulder gives out two drinks.
Fuck!
Y'all too.
That's not fair! Two drinks.
Hey.
Cheers.
One each. That wasn't fair at all. But you know what? You gotta appreciate his sportsmanship.
Hey, Charlie, can you hit the camera real quick? Thanks.
Hey, Charlie, can you hit the Dougie real quick?
Yo, if Charlie just hit the Dougie walking back, yo, that'd be fire, man. Also,
get it.
Your expectations.
Oh, I was waiting for you to just stay quiet and just Dougie your way out of here.
What if Charlie was like, "Can't walk it out and walk it out, walk it"? Sorry.
Oh, whatever. Let me try. All right.
What's that walk you down?
Damn. I wanna see this because I feel like you've been there. Drink. If you've ever lost over $300 in a casino.
Oh, come on.
Sorry for your loss.
We did that betting on black.
You saw me do that betting on black.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. You?
In literally 2 minutes.
If you've ever lost $300.
Nah, never. Huh? I've always won anytime I...
Fuck.
Yo, what a... What are you?
Look at this guy.
The fucking
here.
Oracle. Yo, hey, like I don't lose when I bet. Like I've always won. It's like, you know,
$300 is a lot.
He's nothing to me.
I think I've only like put down like 20. All right, put 20. Ah, fuck. All right, I've lost.
I lost a shitload of money that trip.
Yeah.
And on the way out, I had $360 left in my pocket.
Yeah, the hookers like... cost a lot.
So ketchup. Or mustard on a hot dog.
That wasn't the end of the story, but...
What happened?
Go ahead.
No, we're ending the story.
I just didn't want to end it on hookers.
No, we're going to end it on hookers because I don't want to talk about the hooker because...
Huh?
Fuck Trey.
Michael, please go ahead.
Please. Ketchup please, or proceed. Mustard on a hot dog.
Ketchup.
Losing team drinks.
One, two, three. Ketchup.
Who doesn't put both?
I put both, but we have to choose one.
Why?
Fuck mayonnaise.
Part of the game.
Nobody said anything about mayonnaise.
That's why I said fuck it.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah, I like ketchup and mustard.
Fuck, you win.
He likes both. But
I'm on whatever the team that wins you're is.
On,
I'm on it.
On team both?
You're a cheater. You know what you are? You're a hasa. You know what a hasa is?
I don't know.
You know
what a hasa?
But Drake said it in his last song. So
you know, no, it was from... You know what a hasa is, Frank?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Now
you
I'm pretty sure Drake also said in his last song. He called somebody a hot sauce.
You're a hot sauce.
I think it's really cute that you wanted to whisper during the podcast.
Can you fit it? Can you fit it?
That's fu- that's insulting.
No. You sure?
I can't.
Yo, you got girth or length? Which one?
Fuck.
It's irrelevant.
No, it's relevant. Like, did you? Like, if you... Yo, he sat up for it.
Yo!
Are you a hostage?
Gary leaned in.
Like, if you had to say which one was like the...
Are you a hostage?
You know how like in NBA 2K it's like, yo, you're a streaky shooter, dog. Or like you're a solid passer. Like, which one would you be?
Nah, are you a hostage or sorry. A?
Yo, boss. I'm sorry. How you just gonna walk away from the question?
Son, look.
Yo, this is
by the way. That's exactly what happened when he had a question the last time he was here for the
podcast. Yo, this is exactly why I'm cropping him out of the picks.
Questions?
Go to the next one.
I thought you wanted to fill that up.
I do.
Go to the next one.
Oh, here we go.
Steve Weiser.
This kind of shows your eating habits.
Cool.
Drink
cool.
If you haven't eaten a vegetable today.
I ate one.
Oh, I ate asparagus. My piss this
If you thing. Haven't. That's why you didn't drink? You didn't eat a vegetable today?
Oh, if you haven't ate a vegetable?
You're just thirsty as all.
I'm just thirsty.
You
Wait, you ate asparagus?
Yeah.
Did your pee stink?
Yes, it did.
How did it smell?
Fucking sick.
Are you constantly... is that a very common...
Fucking sick!
Is that a very common dish for you?
Is that the medical terminology? Like, yo, how'd your pee smell? Fucking sick, bro.
Fucking sick, doc.
I think Gary's still thinking about... girth and length.
hey, how'd your pee smell? It smelled fucking sick, doc.
Yo, my piss smelled because I had asparagus, right? So, but I also farted before I, so it could have been my fart.
Jesus Christ, we're live on the podcast, episode 90. That's fucking funny, though.
So listen.
Yeah.
Next question.
Here we go. Choose someone to play you in rock, paper, scissors. Remaining players bet on who will win. Losers drink.
You
oh, I'm together fucking, in shape. I'm the rock, paper, scissors king. You don't want none of this.
Fill my shit up with something.
I already know what you're about to pick. One of those bottles. I already know what you're going to pick.
Give me the Henny, the whiskey, or the tequila.
Either I'm going to let you join Trey on this one.
All right.
What's really right, good.
Go. I'm going to play. We're going to play rock, paper, scissors.
And I'm going to win.
All right.
Is it just the one or is it two out of three?
You want to count us down, Trey?
What are we doing?
Rock, paper, scissors.
And loser has to drink, right?
All right, cool.
Hey, you know what? Fuck it. Let's raise the stakes. Let's raise the stakes.
Loser, $20.
Wait, do you have a drink?
Yeah.
Loser has to chug the drink.
Whoa, damn. Hey, chill the fuck out.
What do you mean?
He said chill the fuck out.
I don't give a... I didn't choose your drink for you.
I can't chug.
You don't have to agree to that.
No, he does have to agree to it.
I do.
You just proposed it.
Exactly. Just like he proposed and they accepted. You gotta accept mine too. Come on, let's do it. Ready?
I know you see me once a year, but I ain't no bitch.
I ain't no bitch, son. Yes. All right, ready? So it's one, not two out of three, right?
Yeah.
Just one. Cool. I know what he's gonna pick because I'm the rock, paper, scissors champ. Ready? Yeah, baby!
You cheated.
Wait, I had to cheat.
You went slow as fuck.
Slow.
So you didn't know if it was rock, paper, scissors?
No. Okay.
Or rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
You stopped after
exactly. No. Tell me. Are we going on go or are we going on three? You know what I mean? I never know. What are we going on?
Right. You're going on go.
Is it shoot? All
right, no. Let's go on go.
It's just rock, paper, scissors. Scissors.
This is so okay. Trash.
Let's scissors. Show the camera. So we gotta show the camera.
Ready?
Too. Let's lift,
Sorry.
Lift
Ready?
Your hand up.
Ready?
Yeah.
Go. Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, scissors. Son of a bitch!
I swear, Gary.
I am the fucking champ.
I should have cheated again. Huh?
Gary definitely broke his hand on that rock, paper, scissors.
My left palm hurts. Like
I feel like a lot of bones.
I feel
were
like
broken.
I'm having a stroke right now. Like my whole left side hurts.
Y'all played.
Cheers.
That was definitely rock, rock,
there was
rock.
Some venom in that.
Yeah, for
in
sure.
That match.
I was fucking nervous.
Some pent up hostilities was going on.
How you nervous with rock, paper, scissors? I'm not gonna kick
bro,
you.
Bro,
you
trying to drink a whole half a glass of Henny?
No. I know for sure. Yeah.
Opened it.
Look at Trey. Look at Trey trying to relate to the black delegation. All of a sudden, you want to be black.
He went to make up for Hank Hill.
Most Def comes out right here.
Nah, you're not gonna bring in T'Challa in this.
Honestly, R.I.P. Chadwick.
R.I.P. Chadwick.
To be honest.
You have to be honest.
Nah, you can't play like 17 different roles.
From one king to another, right?
I should have laughed at that.
Y'all crazy, bro.
We're crazy. You wildin'.
I said king.
Get off his dick already, bro.
But is it girthy or is it lengthy?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out.
Are we back to that?
Gary never left.
Trey don't want to tell us. You got more right, girth go, or you got core length?
Gary, I mean, Trey, get ready to drink. I don't know if these guys will, but get ready to drink.
Gotta open up a
drink. Drink if you've ever invested in Bitcoin.
Oh, I'm not
If drinking. You can't afford one more, sip. If you can't afford one more.
It's not about that.
You actually invested in Bitcoin?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Tell us. I know his story.
Oh, you just gotta...
Wait, you invested in Bitcoin too?
Keep putting money into Bitcoin.
A couple times.
And...
Did you win anything?
No.
Or did you make anything?
No.
You did it? It went
no,
down?
No, I didn't make anything. No.
You gotta put money into Bitcoin and that shit go up or it go down. Like
I still got it, you know. Yeah. I hope it goes up.
Still got it.
I still got it.
Okay. A Bitcoin right now is Bitcoin worth game about popping. Almost $11,000 for one Bitcoin.
Wow.
My Bitcoin, but that's not how it works. My Bitcoin is cool.
You gotta put a little bit in there, like a savings. It'll go up or it'll go down. Like that's how what's it called? What's that currency called? Cryptocurrency is like you Bitcoin. Put the money in. Nah, I know, but there's so many cryptocurrencies though. Ethereum. Yeah.
We make a convos coin.
There's like Ethereum Classic.
Yeah.
Bitcoin Cash. Hey, are we out the loop? What's going on?
Okay, does Bitcoin have any Sacagaweas? Because I really like Sacagaweas.
Nah, Bitcoin didn't have that.
That's but, trash.
You better get him now before Trump gets him out
think,
of here.
I think Alex has Sacagaweas.
I think Alex is Sacagawea.
Yeah, I think so too.
Ow. All
right.
That was just a shout out. You're welcome. Next question, please.
Right. On the count of three, players point at the person
scissors. Most... Sorry.
Players point at the person most likely to order chicken fingers at a fancy restaurant. Whoever has the most fingers pointed at them drinks.
One, two, three.
Yeah,
that's like you a chicken finger ass motherfucker.
I am.
That was a really long sentence.
It really was. I almost didn't read it, but
I'll call you Mickenfinger.
Yo, Mike looks like the type to go to like to a fancy restaurant and order chicken fingers and be like, "How many pieces?"
For sure, you ain't giving me no appetizer.
No, you're not giving me three.
Give me like four.
I need at least a full hand.
Which give is me like five.
Give me five. No. Give me four fingers and a thumb. What the fuck? The thumb isn't a finger. You want coach?
Are we talking like a full hand or like a Simpsons hand?
Yeah,
a
yeah,
Simpsons I mean, hand.
You get you three fingers and a thumb.
Nah. If this is your first time playing Buzz, drink two. I'm actually out of drinks. Actually, I'm being responsible. I gotta drive home.
All of a sudden. He didn't say shit last time. He was like, yo, on the way home.
Last time I was washed, man. I don't know what happened last time.
On the way home, this motherfucker was like.
Driving like the Joker.
He's like, yo.
Gotham.
For sure.
This motherfucker's like, we're on the freeway.
Go ahead. Let him know. I don't even know where I don't know where he's going, by the way.
Fans is watching.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to say it. Yeah. No, we're on the freeway.
Allegedly.
And we got home safely. Thank you very much. Allegedly. I appreciate that, Mike. Yes.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the text.
This motherfucker was schmizzy.
Sorry, love you.
JK. Yeah.
Yo, we were he was enjoying it. We were jamming on the freeway.
Oh. Yo, both outside the window like fucking.
What were we jamming to?
The Joker.
Endless music. It was a lot.
Party like a rock. Party like a rock star. And
when it got to the best part, we sang it.
Totally dude.
Totally dude.
Oh shit.
Super ignorant loud.
Oh like my god.
I like that.
Yo, the best friends. Part was we pulled up to my house with that shit blasted.
Yeah, for sure.
Fucking 1 a.m. Oh my god.
Bean was like, my guy's here.
Yeah. Bean knew.
Señor Frijol. Alright. Drink. If you've ever secretly thrown up at a party and then acted like nothing happened.
Oh, Trey still cleaning that shit up.
That was a secret. Trey really walked upstairs like, what smells so good?
That's not even what he's talking about. I really did.
He was like, yo, it smells good up here.
Oh, like, this fucking Italian. Yeah. What is this pasta? It smells so good.
He had a Subway veggie patty, bro.
In his pocket?
No.
No, that wasn't what did. He blew like chunks of pasta.
When was
he
this?
He had a pasta dish.
When was this? The one I'm talking about?
I don't know. I thought the one that you were talking about was my 20th birthday.
Yeah, at the
whole. He didn't have Subway.
Bro, I brought him to your party.
We there stopped was at noodles sub. In the nah, sink.
Must have been from earlier.
He had a noodle Subway.
It had to have been from like, earlier. Yo,
y'all got spaghetti? Could you put that shit in the bun?
Let me get that chicken parm.
I'm trying to have a spaghetti sandwich.
Y'all got angel hair?
That shit was funny because we were all trying to like save Ricardo and Trey just walks upstairs. Yo, it smells good up here.
Yo, I like that my vomit smells like lasagna.
Oh man,
Trey was hungry.
Delicious.
Yo, you're welcome. Yo, bro. If you want, I got another morsel for
you.
I want
to see which
real
one of my,
G's moving
which
one solid. Of my friends Yo. Are gross.
I want to see which one of my friends are gross on this one. If you like cottage cheese, take a drink.
Oh, you nasty as fuck.
You nasty as fuck, Gary.
I'm not eating that fucking
spoiled. On a saltine?
On a spoiled.
On a saltine? That makes I thought weird. You were going to say a bagel. He said saltine?
Why the would you want to eat spoiled milk?
You crazy. On that a shit saltine, is, that's a great snack. That's
a good snack.
I've literally made cottage cheese by accident.
Like, wait, what?
When you threw up? What the fuck?
Is that what
when you threw
about?
Up at his 20th birthday?
Nah, when I was fucking eating cookies and then I didn't drink the milk.
You don't like blue cheese and shit?
It's I'm not cheese. A blue cheese fan.
Not like I won't eat
with
blue
your
cheese.
Wings.
Not really. Like, give me some ranch.
They
like
put
some,
a charcuterie
give me,
out last week.
Give me like a fucking like citrus aioli. I'm fucking cultured as
Wait,
fuck.
Wait, who threw a charcuterie in?
My boy right here. My boy. Hey, did
oh,
you
yeah.
see this place here? Come on, man.
Yeah,
like, we threw one out last week, but I couldn't remember if you were there. We had some other people there.
Nah,
we threw out a charcuterie.
You know, Alex and I, we'll make the drive out there, you know what I'm saying?
Now you guys should come out. Come to the beach.
Oh, all of a sudden.
We'll do it.
We'll bring some shit. You seen that wine cellar?
We got cheese on cheese.
That's not exactly a cellar. It's like a wine cabinet.
It's a cellar.
Cellar implies
Nah, it's levels.
Underneath.
Let him know, Al. It's levels. It's levels to it. Alright.
He has it like a fucking wine bookcase. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I call
about?
That Sarah Michelle Cellar.
Next question.
Yeah, please.
Jesus.
Wait,
fuck
honestly, this
was
is
fire.
This is like a meta moment. It's like a fourth wall thing. Do you guys ever like watch the episode when it's done?
I listen to it.
You listen to it?
I do.
I don't watch.
I watch
it.
And I listen. To it.
Because if you really want to listen to it, you can catch us on Spotify at Convos at the Condo,
or Apple Music,
Apple Podcast,
or wherever you
or
get
YouTube.
Your podcast,
or wherever you get your
all
podcast.
All DSPs.
Because
baby.
I am the
nine other DSPs actually.
Nine.
I'm the social media director for Convos at the Condo. So yeah, shout out to y'all. If you want to listen to the audio, Spotify or whatever you get your podcast, or if you want to see us, I'm sexy as fuck.
The YouTubes.
Check us out on YouTube. Yeah. And if you want to know...
you're sexy.
If you want to catch Gary, his OnlyFans, we're going to start that in a couple weeks.
Yeah, it'll be... There's just these videos.
It's going to be solo vids of him just like, you know, just rubbing one
I'm out. Not going to be fucking...
No, you are.
Looking at any OnlyFans
You know what? What if we get an OnlyFans for all of us? And like we share the OnlyFans? Mm-hmm. And like we just all like think of our own content. Like Michael do mukbangs, like I'll do solo jerks,
suck
like
my toes.
Gary will suck his own toes, and maybe Trey could come on and like guest spot, like just give us like Dutch frutters.
I like Dutch.
It's not
frutters.
Gay.
It's not gay because
that's what I'm doing.
It's not gay.
Yo,
my head's on my.
You're a Dutch frutter ass motherfucker.
It's not gay.
Nah, hold my elbow, bro.
All you're doing is giving me my velocity.
Yo, hold my elbow.
All right, here we go.
Oh, okay, we're.
Can we bring the henny?
Is there such
thing? We don't need a lot.
I don't think. But, and this is.
Hey, now you're getting it.
This one.
Is there such thing as a joint OnlyFans? Because I think we could do it.
I'm sure there is.
Yo, I'm posting my TikToks.
This is an insult to you. I apologize in advance. I'm not going to ask these two because
I am Salvadorian.
Are you?
That's what he thought was going
to
happen.
Shout out to all my Salvi people. You know what I'm saying?
Here we go. Shoot. Okay. Spell guarantee.
G-A-U-R.
I chose so wisely.
You
knew it.
You stupid
I knew
as
it.
Fuck.
Hey, take a drink.
Take a drink, dumbass.
G-U?
He's still... Is it G-U?
Yeah. clearly,
it's either or, baby. It's either or.
It's one of them motherfuckers.
There's no way
you. If you read it, you know what I'm trying to spell, okay?
Yeah, he's definitely.
You didn't say guarantee. Yo, so fuck you for
Gary is definitely not being
trick ass question.
Okay.
Right. Gary gets
this is like the King's Cup question, so I like this.
King's Cup.
We'll start with Trey. Take turns naming fast food chains. The first person to fuck up drinks.
It's not gonna be me. In-N-Out.
McDonald's.
Burger King.
Taco Bell.
Del Taco.
Wendy's.
Carl's Jr.
Fuck.
You didn't try.
Yo, you said yo, over here trying to save face. Like, yo, oh my God, I don't know any more fast food.
Fast food? Yo, what
Gary,
is this?
Gary got me bad for guarantee. He's like, you.
He say you? Hey, Gary, you're a fucking liar. You're a fucking liar.
Touche, Gary.
You had like 12 more in the tank,
by the way.
Yeah, for real.
He has some like obscure shit.
Yo, he's about to be like Didi Reese.
That's not fast food. That shit far.
I mean, no. How quick?
Say a Foster's Freeze or some shit.
Foster's Freeze gave me diarrhea once.
How quick can you get a cookie at Didi Reese?
Or it might be Dairy.
That's fast food.
Mike knows the bouncer.
I'll give you that.
Yo,
the bouncer
at Foster's. Yo, Didi Reese got the best white chip macadamia cookies in the world.
We used to purely go there for those cookies, not the ice cream.
Oh my God, those white chip macadamias, Didi Reese. Yo, if you want to sponsor us, send us a box.
Yeah, man.
That shit is good.
Send us a box.
Yo, send me a box.
I said no money to send boxes.
No, just send me a box.
Card aside. What's your favorite cookie? Like, you know what I'm saying?
White chip macadamia.
Snickerdoodle, nothing like that. Like,
you know what? I'm playing with it.
Sugar cookie.
Yep, sugar cookie.
Yeah, that's
white chip macadamia is my favorite cookie ever.
Sugar cookie is my, I can't.
I love it. Why,
I can't go anywhere else with your sugar.
What's yours?
Oh, white chocolate macadamia nut cookie is my.
Dude, did we just become best friends?
So.
Yup.
That was my favorite cookie growing up, but as I got older, classics. Chocolate chip. That's all I need.
Can't go wrong.
But you like eating a whole sleeve of Oreos? What is that? Chips Ahoy? Chips Ahoy?
He said a whole sleeve.
Trey is like a presidential debate. Trey is definitely a presidential debate. This motherfucker mad boring. I like chocolate chip. Like, that's the most fucking ordinary cookie ever. Like, you couldn't like at least like chocolate chip chunk or some shit? Like,
chunk? Just a big chocolate chip? Just double stuff?
Just a regular ass chocolate chip? Oh, Toll House ass? Why'd
you go to Oreo? Tate's chocolate chip.
I don't know.
Fuck with me.
Who's Tate's?
Fuck with me.
Yo,
it's only because like every time there was a period in the podcast where every time we came, you had a different type of Oreo
you
stuff.
You don't know how many times I came.
I did, yeah.
Every time we came, you're like, yo, you gotta try this shit.
No, because I liked when they first came out with the thin. Thins.
Thanks to Gary, I tried the maple thins.
Gary, every time we would come, you always had a different type of Oreos for us.
Me, I like the thins because they're crunchier, right?
Yeah.
But Alex, she likes the double stuff because she likes the fucking things in the middle. Like, nah, I'm good on that shit.
Alex be wilding sometimes.
Stupid.
Oh, big ass cookie.
All right. This is only because I'm curious because I don't think... I feel like I know you all, but this is just out of curiosity. You would.
Yo,
we good?
No, we'll see later. He gonna cry in the car.
Gary's like, y'all. Gary's like, y'all sleepwalking.
I have an excuse. Nah, baby, it was the Henny.
This is only out of curiosity. I feel like I know you guys, but
what's up?
Players who took band or orchestra in middle school must reveal their instrument and then take a drink.
I was in theater, but never band.
So the instrument was really your mouth. I know.
My instrument is still my mouth.
That's what's up, bro.
Big facts.
For many reasons. Exactly.
Podcast, rap, whatever you need. Nail down. Put me on the second verse of Bootleg Cable. I'd kill that shit. Fucking wasted a verse. Sorry. Anyways.
I'm going to give that back to you.
Positive reinforcement.
Please, right? Thank you.
Should have put me on the second first. Positively.
Take a drink.
Combos at the condo, bitch.
Take a drink if you own a pair of Vans and don't skate.
Mm. Oh, fucking cheers. I have like 70.
Yeah, life. Cheers.
This is my life.
Yeah, cheers, posers.
All day.
Yo, and also take another drink if you own a pair of Vans and don't own a pair of socks. Fucking Yo, it's like wearing jeans commando.
Yo. Your ankles look like Jimmy Butler.
Yo, TBH. I'm wearing no drawers.
Yo.
Yeah, you live at the beach, huh?
Trey doesn't wear anything under anything. There's no underwear, there's no socks, there's no undershirt.
Hey, the Trey.
When you look undercover.
When you look like that.
Right? When you look like what?
Yo, you've been hitting on Trey this whole damn episode, bro.
Man.
Yo, no, hey, just Trey, just
yo,
for his
yo, fuck him already.
Just for his sake, a girth or length.
Yo, this,
just
yo,
for his sake.
Yo, girth or length.
Ouch, yeah.
Oh, you got the answer. There you go.
I know that we were.
I feel like Trey's more girth than length.
What are we gonna,
but that's just me.
What are we going to call this episode?
Double entendre. Yeah, but girth and length definitely works for you.
Nah.
In many ways.
Double entendre. Now, we got to relate. We got to relate.
Okay, double entendre. We did.
I'm more girth than length.
Whatever.
I'm calling girth and length.
How am I feeling that day?
Yeah, as the director of.
What's funny is, in pre-production, Trey was like, I want to make sure that this doesn't get him on screen. But he went full Monty and showed them ankles, man.
Full Monty.
The full Monty.
Yo, it takes a different type of weirdo to wear Vans with no socks.
Or no draws.
Who wears socks? Like, socks don't make sense to me. Unless you're, like, doing athletics. Why the fuck would you wear socks? Unless you got bad foot odor.
Oh, it's because I have bad foot odor.
Yo.
Let me smell your feet.
Yo.
Let me smell your feet.
At the end of the podcast.
With all
due respect, Trey.
I got to be the judge of this.
Run me the biggest of
feet. Yo, real talk, Mike. Would you?
The biggest of
feet. Real talk, would you take your shoes and socks off right now?
Yeah. Why not?
What about your shirt?
Yeah, why not?
Read the question,
No, I
bro.
Will. Here we go. Everyone who knows how to roll a joint takes a drink.
Not well.
Yeah. Yeah, no, don't drink.
Ouch, yeah.
I'm gonna have to lick it. Like
no, that. I know how to roll it. That shit gonna be wet as fuck.
Yeah. Put that shit in the freezer real quick. Let that shit.
Yo, freezing a joint is nuts.
Simmer down. Simmer down, joint.
It's just way too
cold
wet.
Cold brew joint.
Oh, yo. Yo, gave me an idea.
Yo, read the last fucking question.
Is it the last fucking question?
I'm gonna put my joint on top of the French press.
I don't think we're at even close. I think we just had a lot of fun.
No, we got like 4 minutes left.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. We got like two more of these.
Two more questions. Let's go. Knock them out.
Yes, a fine.
Am I gonna get in trouble?
I want to.
This has been this question. This question relates to something that Ricardo's going through this podcast.
Fuck.
Ed.
Drink. If you're friends with your mom on Facebook.
Nah, we ain't really vibing right now. I'm in the market for a new mom.
Do you have a Facebook?
Nah, I don't. Yo, Facebook's
allegedly.
Fair. And I don't have one even allegedly.
Like, so why is this for a car?
Because he was talking about his mom earlier.
Yeah, my mom.
But he doesn't have a Facebook.
Yo, my mom straight up admitted that my brother's a favorite.
Next question.
Obviously. You were we. Wait, which brother?
You were we, the one that graduated from UCLA.
Yeah, he. Why?
Why would he be the favorite?
Why? Wait. Let's talk about this off camera.
You're the firstborn.
All right, here we go. guys.
You're the firstborn.
We're almost done.
My dick is bigger than his.
All right, here we go. Everyone who would rather be at home watching Planet Earth High right now instead of being here.
That's my shit.
Take a drink.
That is my shit. I'll close to that. Cheers to that.
Wait, that should be the next podcast.
Nah, cheers to
watching Planet Earth High.
Yo, Planet Earth High, bro. When they just show like underwater and they show fucking seahorses.
Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure.
And a scholar.
What the fuck? Yo, you remind me of like Jess from New Girls, just randomly saying
shit. I know where you were going.
I like how you just started watching.
And that's
watching
the only
New
reason
Girl.
We're friends.
I love New Girl, bro.
He just started watching and he's like, yo, Joey Deschanel? I was like, bro.
Joey Deschanel?
Joey Deschanel?
Wait, yeah. Did I misspeak?
Yo, oh, I thought that's what he said.
Oh, you misspoke.
Is that the male? Zoe. Is that the male antagonist?
Because Rich would say Joey Deschanel.
Nah, but Zoe Deschanel.
I was like, yo, no. Wait,
I was telling
but
him
you right.
Yeah. I was telling him like Zoe Deschanel in like season 5 when she like quit to have a baby or whatever.
You in season 5 already?
I am. Like when she.
Oh,
quit,
he loves Zoe.
Yeah, I fucking. I've been bingeing that shit every day.
I just hate sticker. That he brought up Zoe in season 5 when that was the Megan Fox season.
No, but yeah. Let me tell you why. Because that was a season that she stopped. Doing the show because she was gonna have a baby, but then she came back and she had the tiggle, which a big old titty,
and with that,
and booty too. Nah, but she came back with the fucking.
Shout out to Kenny.
Yeah, sure. Shout out to Kenny. Kenny, man. She Kenny. Had the fucking milk filled tiggles.
Yeah.
Yeah, cause she had a baby, you know.
No. I just love. I love how you always try to put him on the spot, and he's like, yeah.
Yeah, you uncomfortable?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
No, I'm saying I'm agreeing with you,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm kind of there, though. Like,
why my mustache smell so bad?
Well, because I'm rewatching the show. Anytime I want to just eat, and I just put on New Girl, like an episode.
Yo,
of New
but
Girl,
aside you from
know?
Zoe,
so, like, that's what my girl does. She always puts on New Girl, and she's like cooking. She's like, "Hey, Trey, put on New Girl."
Aside from Zoe Deschanel, like
we've
CC?
Seen a lot of New Girl.
CC though, yeah,
but it's enough. Like mindless TV now.
CC you know though,
early season CC.
Yeah,
not late season CC,
but like early CC.
Early CC,
like before
all time.
Before Schmidt,
like, all time.
Like yes,
yeah, but before
when she was too good for Schmidt.
Yeah,
when she was with Robbie.
Yo, she's still too good for Schmidt.
Forget about it.
Like, she's still too good for Schmidt. But like it. Early CC though? Yo,
I when she was a model?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before that she was a manager model.
I'm still tugging the season 2.
She became like a bad bartender. What was the point of that?
Yeah.
Then like a man of some dumb male model? Like, no. Yeah. Model CC.
Shout out to CC. Yo, if you follow us, comment down below.
Yeah. Combos of Condo, episode 90.
Let's go! Yo!
Yo, no, this is
shooting
a great
the shit
episode.
Since 87, bitch.
You wanna do one more question?
Hey, man, why not? Drum roll, here we go.
Drum roll.
Vote on how to properly say caramel.
Oh, that's crazy. I was thinking about this today, but it wasn't the word caramel.
I say caramel.
I don't say caramel.
I don't say caramel.
There are two different words that, like, the world is too stupid to understand.
I was remembering your shit about route and root.
Root, route, roat.
They're not actually interchangeable. Like, caramel is like the chocolatey sauce.
Ow, what was the question what was the word I was saying that was kind of like...
Caramel.
Sounded the same?
Is like...
When we were hiking.
It when was you like cook something and like caramelize it, you like sounded burn it a little bit to like caramelize it. Like, that's not the same thing as chocolate. Like, it's...
Do you... Al, but do you say caramel or caramel?
Nobody, like, understands
it. Sounds the same, but it's a different
They're
word.
They're completely different things.
Data.
Route, root.
Caramelizing is not caramel. Like, you're not adding
caramel,
chocolate
caramel.
To it.
Okay, so let's vote.
That doesn't make sense.
Let's vote. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Caramel.
Salmon.
Well, if you're talking about caramel, then
it's
the word is caramel.
Things. Yeah.
Fuck you. If you pronounce the L in salmon.
Caramelizing something. That's
yo,
different.
Fuck everybody that pronounces the L in salmon.
Salmon.
Don't say salmon to me.
Yo, I used to say salmon.
If you don't say salmon, you ain't black. Where is your Biden?
So I guess that means Trey definitely doesn't say salmon.
Word to Joe Biden.
Oh, black ass. Combos at the Condo, episode 90.
9-0.
Yeah. Brazzy in the building, definitely in the building.
With me forever is my two cool.
The camera has words on it right now.
Yeah, Rich. I know. I see you.
Let's edit that out. We gonna edit that out.
Mike. And that's Trey.
Trey loves you.
Young.
And
we out.
Trey loves
yo,
you. Respect
follow Combos of the Condo.
Respect it. My social media presence.
That's all I got. Gotta be.